Ketchikan Mayor Bob Weinstein is encouraging the Wrangell Assembly to reconsider their decision concerning the Four Dam Pool Power Agency. The Assembly voted this week not to move forward with the plan during a special meeting. The recent vote is the latest setback in a deal that would allow Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan to purchase the hydroelectric plants near Lake Tyee and Swan Lake. Weinstein says it was unfortunate that the Assembly came to its conclusion.
Our position has been that based on two independent financial analyses, the proposed two-dam pool, if you will, is in the best financial interest of Petersburg, Ketchikan, and Wrangell and all the ratepayers.
One of the factors in Wrangell's decision was belief that Ketchikan would benefit more from the plan. Weinstein says those concerns are based on a misunderstanding of information. He says as part of the plan, he wants to complete the Tyee-Swan Lake intertie.
While somebody might think that benefits only Ketchikan because Ketchikan will have access to surplus power once Wrangell's needs are taken care of and Petersburg's needs are taken care of, if more power is sold to Ketchikan that is surplus, it means that all of us share in the new revenues.
Another concern was Ketchikan having more representation on the CEPWA administration board. Weinstein says that's not completely true. He says all of the communities agreed to have representatives by project. That means the board will consist of five members. Two members from Ketchikan will represent the Swan Lake project. Wrangell and Petersburg will send one member each to represent the Tyee project. A fifth member will be rotated every year among the communities.
Ketchikan would have three members, if you will, but the very next year, Tyee would have three members. So I think that in and of itself will make sure that there are not any decisions that unfairly favor one project or another because, again, the following year there's going to be a shift in the weight of representation. So I think over time, that should not be an issue.
Weinstein says he has recently talked to Wrangell representatives to work on a reasonable solution. He says there is a proposal on the table that will allow one or all three of the communities to reopen the divestiture process.
Essentially, we dissolve the two-dam pool or that one community buy a project from the agency, which is another alternative. And there's a couple of requirements. First of all the debt has to be paid off.
Weinstein says the only requirements will be that the debt will have to be paid off and it will have to be approved by all of the communities. The Wrangell Assembly will take all of this into consideration when they hold a special meeting next Monday at 12:30 p.m. in the council chambers. For KSTK, I'm Tony Gorman.